We seem to have cheese, chicken legs, celery, a piece of rather stale bread, and a nice bottle, apparently, of Merkel and Stingbat's very famous brown sauce. Beer, I said, Scrip. The leading rat twitched its nose at him. Sorry about this, Vimes. They can't read, you see. They don't seem to get the hang of the concept. But they're very good at listening. They bring me all the news. I see you're very comfortable in here, said Vimes weakly. Never build a dungeon you wouldn't be happy to spend the night in yourself, said the patrician, laying out the food on the cloth. The world would be a happier place if more people remembered that. We all thought you had built sacred tunnels and such like, said Vimes. Can't imagine why, said the patrician. One would have to keep on running. So inefficient. Whereas here I am at the hub of things. I hope you understand that, Vimes. Never trust any ruler who puts his faith in tunnels and bunkers and escape routes. The chances are that his heart isn't in his job. Oh. He's in a dungeon in his own palace with a raving lunatic in charge upstairs and a dragon burning the city, and he thinks he's got the world where he wants it. It must be something about high office. The altitude sends people mad. You don't mind if I have a look around, do you? He said. Feel free, said the patrician. Vimes paced the length of the dungeon and checked the door. It was heavily barred and bolted, and the lock was massive. Then he tapped the walls in what might possibly be hollow places. There was no doubt that it was a well-built dungeon. It was the kind of dungeon you'd feel good about having dangerous criminals put in. Of course, in those circumstances, you'd prefer there to be no trapdoors, hidden tunnels, or secret ways of escape. These weren't those circumstances. It was amazing what several feet of solid stone did to your sense of perspective. "Do guards come in here?" he demanded. "Hardly ever," said the patrician, waving a chicken leg. "They don't bother about feeding me, you see. The idea is that one should moulder. In fact," he said, "up till recently, I used to go to the door and groan a bit every now and then just to keep them happy." "They're bound to come in and check, though," said Vimes, hopefully. "Oh, I don't think we should tolerate that," said the patrician. "How are you going to prevent them?" Lord Vetinari gave him a pained look. "My dear Vimes," he said, "I thought you were an observant man. Did you look at the door?" "Of course I did," said Vimes, and added, "Sir, it's bloody massive. Perhaps you should have another look." Vimes gaped at him, and then stamped across the floor and glared at the door. It was one of the popular dread portal variety, all bars and bolts and iron spikes and massive hinges. No matter how long he looked at it, it didn't become any less massive. The lock was one of those dwarfish-made buggers that it'd take years to pick. All in all, if you had to have a symbol for something totally immovable, that door was your man. The patrician appeared alongside him in heart-stopping silence. "You see," he said, "it's always the case, is it not, that should a city be overtaken by violent civil unrest, the current ruler is thrown into the dungeons. To a certain type of mind, that is so much more satisfying than mere execution." "Well, okay, but I don't see," Vimes began. "And you look at this door, and what you see is a really strong cell door, yes?" "Of course, you've only got to look at the bolts and..." "You know, I'm really rather pleased," said Lord Vetinari quietly. Vimes stared at the door until his eyebrows ached, and then, just as random patterns in clouds suddenly, without changing in any way, become a horse's head or a sailing ship, he saw what he'd been looking at all along. A sense of terrifying admiration came over him. He wondered what it was like in the patrician's mind. All cold and shiny, he thought. All blued steel and icicles and little wheels clicking along like a huge clock. The kind of mind that would carefully consider its own downfall and turn it to an advantage.